From Kent Beck, Scope is the steering wheel. This stuck in my craw at the time Patrick published it, but I didn't have the energy to respond. Now, with the ever-increasing, genie-fueled emphasis on speed, it deserves a second look. Among its several flaws as a statement is that it misses one point that XP got right, a point that's become leveraged. I'll start gently, addressing the OP directly. I don't like the tone. Who exactly hired the slow? May as well be honest and capitalize. Who created the incentive system in which they operate? Take responsibility for your part in the situation you describe. You're not above it all. If you're going to be judgmental, judge everyone, or follow the not a Walt Whitman quote and be curious, not judgmental. This quarter's newsletter is brought to you in partnership with WorkOS. WorkOS is the infrastructure B2B and AI native companies use to sell to enterprise. It covers everything enterprise security requires: SSO, SCIM, RBAC, audit logs, AI governance, and more. Engineering teams ship it in days. Trusted by 2,000-plus fast-growing companies, including OpenAI, Anthropic, Cursor, and Versal, there's reasons slow and expensive go together. I have connections to the design world. If you fly a team of nth-generation carpenters in from Paris to build your cabinets on-site, it's going to be expensive and it's going to take time. Slow plus expensive has become decoupled from valuable in the situation you describe. Part of the investment was much more valuable than other parts. If you can just make the valuable investment and defer the rest, yes, you win. Lopping a year off the schedule works until it doesn't. Here's your intention. There's a second-order effect, though. Eventually, you cut corners that bite back. When that happens, you lose control of time and cost. Now the slow have incentive to lie to you about progress. They're caught in a catch-22, no-win situation. The optimal strategy for the slow is to hunker down, spend most of their time keeping their noses above water, and hope your attention passes on before they get fired. But wait, there's more! Nobody likes being in a no-win situation, so the slow will inflate estimates they know you will slash. Now, nobody knows anything about the project. The missing concept is scope. You want a system that meets the following goals? Okay, how much of which goals first? All of all the goals? Now you've created the perfect breeding ground for the slow, and you did it. They aren't the slow. They are responding to your incentives. Okay, how about this much of this goal and that much of that goal and more later? Now you get sooner, cheaper, and better. Nobody is compressing the incompressible. The system remains transparent and in control. And because we navigate an uncertain and rapidly changing landscape, cutting scope generates more feedback sooner, leading to less waste and higher concentration of value. You're right that sooner and cheaper are connected. You're right that projects often start overscoped. That much investment isn't concentrated on value. I disagree with your characterization of your intervention as adding a temporal constraint. The many times I've seen this done well, what happens is that folks are forced to make priority decisions they wouldn't otherwise make. Lots to say about why this deferral happens. Tearing out calendar pages is the trigger making those scope decisions inescapable.